do you find yourself getting more excited for Jaden Daniels as we get closer to the start of the season? With every passing day, every time Dan Quinn speaks, every time any coach speaks, Adam Peters, whatever it is, all the conversations have been about Jaden Daniels, and it's all in a very positive light, and what a great performance he's putting forth on the field, the film, and how good it looks, but also how he's doing in the building and how all the players seem to like him. Just being there today, not only was I blown away watching him with the accuracy and the touch and how he threw the football, and I am, I think, properly understanding of, hey, he knows what's coming in some cases defensively, and we're early in this process on August 1st, but I'm still kind of excited about how he looked. And then I talked to other players, veterans who have been around. Talked to Allegretti about him. You heard the interview. He was with Mahomes last year. He won a Super Bowl with the Chiefs. And he's raving about like how impressed he is by the kid. I just think it's hard not to get excited. This was Dan Quinn today on NFL Network right after practice.
He's off to a remarkable start. He's got an ideal blend of confidence and humility. He's got the young player hunger, work ethic, humility to show, but also the confidence to go. He's not just throwing it well, he's playing the position well. In and out of a check, change of protection, good decisions, you know, for the open pass versus the shot, or not just throwing, but playing the position. And so I had high expectations for him coming in. You know, Adam and his staff and myself, we've done so much work on the quarterback, so we knew Jaden really well coming in here. And so he's exceeded those high expectations that, you know, we'd hoped we'd see.
Dan Quinn on NFL Network. I get that no one's going to say anything negative and they're in sell mode at this point, but it seems to go beyond that. You could say
it does.
He's very young, but he's playing well. Or if you really want to hedge, it would sound something like
he's doing what he needs to do.
He's got a long way to
go.
He's
working. Yeah.
You know, we like our whole room. We like Marcus too. They're not doing that. He said he has been remarkable. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big word to throw out there.
So I take a different tack, and I'm going to be annoying to a lot of people probably. This was my thesis on Jaden Daniels. Like, this is who I thought, right? A really sharp guy who went from having just an okay college career to a Heisman Trophy winner due to work. Like, the attitude is right. The mentality is right. The preparation is right. The effort is correct. Like, this is who I thought they were getting. My other thesis is they didn't do enough around him to have one of those astronomical Justin Herbert, CJ Stroud, holy crap, they've got this unbelievable thing seasons. I think they put a ceiling on him. Like, this is who I thought they were getting all along.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and you're going to be annoyed by me, but if we could for one day separate the you're annoyed they don't have receivers thing.
Right.
And just talk like your level of excitement for him, just specifically based on how it's being covered or what people are saying. So and that's fine if the answer's no, you were already excited. But like, to me, I find myself thinking so far on August 1st, and this isn't worth anything, but for what it's worth, this is going really well.
Going swimmingly, yeah.
And probably better than I anticipated. That's
so,
all.
Yeah, which I totally get. And again, I guess I'm sort of restating the same thing. Like, this is what I thought. So I don't want to say I expected to hear this, because you never know. I mean, I've been excited before and been dead wrong, and I've been pessimistic before and been wrong. I mean, you know, again, and what does this prove? This is August 1st, as you said. We're still going up against ourselves. But my thesis going in was, this is who Jaden Daniels is, and these are the types of remarks that I thought. So I don't know that I would say that I'm more excited. I've been excited kind of throughout.
Yeah. I find myself more hopeful and more anxious to see him against the Jets.
Where were you draft night? Where are you now?
Yeah, I mean, the skill set's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, so I've always, like, if he maxes out, the ceiling for him has always been, you got Lamar Jackson, or you got a superstar, you got a guy who could win an MVP and the elusive piece, right? I was very skeptical that he'll get there, and I guess I still have, like, nothing's been proven yet of some of my skepticism, in that we haven't seen him have to avoid a pass rush.
Of course.
Avoid some of the sacks, and he hasn't taken any of the hits that I think could be a problem with his frame and those types of things. You know, even today, they weren't thrown in the middle of the field a whole lot. They did it a little bit, but for the most part, it was outside the numbers, which is where he's more comfortable. So there's still a lot TBD, and maybe the point is, this is the part he was always going to do really well. Like, you're playing practice games, you're letting your athleticism take over, you're at practice, you know the offense well, you know what the defense has, but I just find myself, like way more urgently waiting now to see him in the preseason because I am, I guess to answer the question succinctly, I am getting more excited. I mean, he threw it really well today.
Yeah.
You know, he really, he was more accurate than I was kind of anticipating going out there. It was a really good day of practice.